we had only been there for about 3 years, 2 or 3 years. And there was this man, and he was a man who had written books about the monkeys in Africa. And now he had some kind of grant from his, he was some, from some European country. And he was studying the monkeys in Brazil. And he had 100 kilometers outside of town, he had a monkey farm. And those monkeys were not in cages. They were just out everywhere. They would feed them. And he said these monkeys were monkeys who had come in on these boats. And these boats coming in from the jungle towns would come for 12 and 15 days at a time. And people would take these monkeys, which was against the law, bring them in on the boats to sell them as pets. You can't have a monkey as a pet in Brazil. It's against the law. And so we had these monkeys coming in, and the agents for IBAMA, which is the agency that was protecting the monkeys, would confiscate the monkeys. And the monkeys that were confiscated at the port in Manaus were taken out to this man's monkey farm. And he would help them get adjusted because he said they'd be traumatized after the long trip on the boat and with a little rope on. He said, we've got to get them over that trauma, and then they'll go back into the jungle, and they'll live a happy and healthy life. And basically, he had some Americans there, had some different people there, university students helping him with these studies, and I compared them to monkey psychologists because they helped the monkeys get over their trauma and then sent them back into the jungle. And so we went out there, and we had a group from the little school, had a school bus, and we got out of the bus, and we started walking down the trail, and he said, now listen, this is what you need to beware of. There's a monkey out here named Barry. He's a woolly monkey. It's like a gorilla that's only that tall. He's just a little thick monkey, and they also call him Bahigudu, which means potbelly, because he's got a little potbelly on him. And this is when you really, this is what used to really make me mad, when they would tell me that I was Bahigudu. They say, Pastor, you're Bahigudu. Well, that's because I've been on furlough, and you know. That's because I went to the Red House, you know, makes you a little Bahigudu. But, he said, beware this monkey, because the week before they had had somebody come in and do a magazine article. They had a cameraman who had a camera around his neck, and he was taking pictures of the different animals. And this monkey, Barry, jumped out of the tree and took his camera and broke his camera and put the man in the hospital. So they're very dangerous, got sharp teeth, and, I mean, sent him away bleeding and everything. So we were going to be careful. We were keeping our eye out for Barry. And we were walking down the trail, and they said, if you do see Barry, everybody just go backwards very slow and try to get back on the bus. And so we come walking down there, and I didn't think to take the camera off from around my neck. But I had one around my neck, probably just like the guy I had the week before that Barry didn't like. And so there comes Barry up in the trees, and then the two leaders that are with us tell him to back up slowly, all the kids back up to get on the bus. And they tell me just to stand still. I was listening to the wrong people. But I stood there, and sure enough, Barry jumped out of that tree, come running right up to me, and he grabbed a hold of my leg, one of my legs, and he was pulling on it. And they just said, just be still, just be still. And both of them got beside where he was at, and they got on their knees, and they started begging him, Barry, please don't hurt him. Barry, please. I mean, they're using all kind of psychology on him. Barry, no, Barry. Barry, go back. Come on, Barry. Come on, go back, Barry. Go back. I mean, some parents trying to get their kids to do something, you know, but they just begged and pleaded, used all their psychology on him, and it wasn't working. And he opened his mouth with those sharp teeth, and he put it on my ankle. And when he did that, I couldn't take it no more. I looked at him, and I just said, hey! And when I did, he took off running. And I looked at those monkey psychologists, and I said, y'all need to learn how to talk to these monkeys. Like we talk to dogs in Georgia. You know, get! Oh, man. But you know what I found out? I was listening to the wrong people. People will get you in a mess if you listen to them. You need to make sure that you're listening to the right one. Listen to your pastor.